Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J. Presented by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, Old School. Lots going on. We will try to put water to the flames because it is crazy around here. Go ahead. Go ahead, Nick. We needed something to shake to.
Hey, man.
Jay Foreman.
I'm going to tell you what, though. The dude that used to work here, what's his name, Ravi?
Yeah.
He just have a bad day, man, because he wanted Scott Frost to be fired so bad. Somebody need to find him, and he live up in Omaha.
Yeah.
So what's the 72nd in Dodge?
You okay?
He's gonna be okay? Yeah, somebody need to pull up on him.
So here's the reality.
I just had to call and make some calls to make sure my key card still worked.
Right? Like, that's what I was like, oh.
You know this is like the movies. They usually get the brothers first.
Well, they got the brothers first.
I should be clowning.
I'm going to get serious
right now. Okay, I'm going to be serious.
Let me laugh that off first. Okay, now I'm good.
In all seriousness, no, I know all those guys pretty well, you know, to be honest with you, on a personal level. And I know for a fact, regardless of what people think, I know them dudes was coming to work and were coaching to win and for guys to get better. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a firm believer. And I didn't really realize this about sports until John Butler was fired after the Music City Miracle because he wouldn't fire Wade Phillips. And one of the veterans pulled me aside and he was like, look, man, here's the thing. He's like, the coaches, generally, the coach could be better, but, you know, a lot of times the players get coaches fired.
True.
So, now there's more backstory to that play or whatever, but, you know, Wade went to bat for a special teams coach because Wade made the call, but at the end of the day, you know, some things led to it. So, look, I know everybody's up in here and, you see Matt Slauson, he said it's a sad day or whatever. I mean, because, you know, Matt Slauson has it, he knows. When you go through coaching changes at the next level, you see how it affects the families, affects the players, affects the administration or the people that work with them. You become close with them. You got a ton of respect for them. I know Greg Austin got a ton of respect for him. I know Ryan Helton, knowing Ryan Helton since I've been 18 years old. So I know what he's built for him, and I know how hard he's worked to get to this opportunity right here, right now, even though he was at UCF before. I know he was at Panhandle State. I know he was in the middle of nowhere, Oklahoma. I know he was at junior colleges in Kansas City. I know how hard he works and what he wants out of these dudes. I know for a fact he was coaching these guys and getting them ready. And I also know for a fact that every single one of these coaches, you know, the players could have played better. Mm-hmm. And that's factual. So, you know, sometimes things have to change because things aren't working. And it's not always the coaches. And what people don't understand about coaching, you only can do, especially in college, because you only have limited hours. So you have to have self-motivated, self-made, or guys that want to be good and guys that want to be great, guys that want to be consistent, guys that want to keep improving, guys that just aren't satisfied with having your face in your hometown up there when they, you know, call out the starters. You really want to be somebody. You want to exceed expectations. Like, yeah, you can have coaches that can kind of push you in that right direction, but if you don't take it and run with it, then, you know, you're doing yourself a disservice, and then you get days like this. And now, and I'm not blaming all the players, but I'm also going to bat for some of these coaches because I know they work damn hard to do it, and things didn't go right. So it's not, you know, it's not a happy day. Look, I know Scott didn't want to do this. You know, this is not something that you get into coaching for. Nobody hires people to fire them.
Right.
I mean, because then you're not successful. But sometimes you have to do things that you necessarily have to do or don't want to do, but you have to do, and that's just where it's at. You know, and look, man, you know, there's two games in the year, and you know, and I look at it like this: every, I mean, in every negative, you know, you got to try to, maybe it's a life lesson, a learning lesson for these kids, right? For that are there, the guys that are comfortable, the guys that aren't that are doing just the minimal, right? You know, and they know who they are, because when they go and look in the mirror, they know if they're putting everything on the line. You know it, because here's the thing: is like, there's guys that have played in the NFL when they have alumni weekends that can't look their teammates in the eye. There's guys that have alumni weekends when you have all the different guys that come back, you know, Letterman or whatever weekends, that can't look some of their teammates in the eye. And that's either you didn't sell out or you didn't give me your all, or let alone right now, they got to be looking in their mirror. And I know they're blowing each other's text messages up, seeing what's going on, but it's a learning lesson from them. It's not all the coach's fault. And that's what the transfer portal has essentially done. I think it's hurt coaching, because you don't have guys that are going to stick through it. I think it's hurt kids' ability to fight through it and learn from, you know, competition, learn from being coached, learn from, you know, disappointment. But then, you know, you get days like today, and you know, it brings everything into reality. Because yeah, you can say, you know, whatever coach didn't do well, this position, this player didn't play well, because they're all kind of intertwined, right? You know, if the offensive line doesn't play well, the quarterback doesn't play well, then the running backs can't play well, right? And then the receivers can't play well. It all kind of, you know, it's all together. You can't be like, well, this here. But ultimately, what these kids can learn from it is, as much as people try to lie to you and try to tell you, you know, you're here to go to school, you're here to play football, okay? And that's what you've chosen to do. That's what you're blessed to do. And it's not a right. It is a privilege to play at a college like the University of Nebraska, and it's even a special privilege to play at Nebraska. So this is the reality when you're at a big time college, because you're not at Meatloaf State where it really don't matter. You're at a college in a place where it does matter, and they're going to try to do things, whether they're right or wrong. They're going to make the decision that they have to make right now for the betterment of the team and moving forward. So now, if I'm a player, okay, now, if that ain't got your attention, it better get your attention by sometime tomorrow morning. By when that clock strikes 12, get over your feelings, your attention. You ain't just filter. Now you can't filter no more. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So now they're all being comfortable being average or below average in this case, and getting treated like you're not. You know what I'm saying? That makes you think you're doing what you're doing. Now the reality says, okay. Well, you know what? The game was Saturday. We saw them in the locker room. Okay, come Tuesday, they ain't in the locker room. Okay, so now, whether they recruited you, whether you play for them, all right? Now you better start thinking long and hard about how you're going to improve yourself to be you know, I guess an asset, you know what I'm saying? And then for some guys that might be thinking that I should be playing over DP, or I should be playing over Nick, or be playing over Jay, and think like maybe some of these guys are grandfathered in, you get what I'm saying? Oh yeah. Now this playing field is even. Now I can come get you. You know what I'm saying? And so it's an opportunity for everything, but ultimately, you know, I want to give those coaches, you know, the respect, because this is not an easy job. It's not an easy, look, they put in a ton of hours together. They are in it to win it. I mean, you've been on coaching staffs. I've seen it. They put a ton of hours together. They're almost kind of like a second family outside of their, you know, nuclear family. You know, so you got to come in and deliver, you know, some messages. But that's what, I guess, you know, you're the head man. You're the head man. And this is probably, I'm assuming this is Scott. Well, it's not Scott's first time, because Troy Walters went other places. But this is really the first time when you got to come in with the guillotine. And you're doing it with 2 weeks left. You know what I'm saying?
I have to ask, who steps up in each of those rooms?
You said in the press thing they got it. You know, they got it all figured out.
So they know what happens, and then is there anybody that's out on the road? Nick, can you pull that for me?
Out on the road, where?
Recruiting.
Oh, how do you guys know that?
What are you talking about?
If somebody's out on the road recruiting,
what?
Oh, okay. do your thing, then, man.
No, I'm this way. because it's not the first rodeo, you know that things have to be in place during the times when – and they have to be in place. And you've got a bye week, so there's work that needs to be done.
Yeah, but you've early in the week. But shoot, what was the dude with the nice mic? Sean Eichhorst made him fire the D coordinator when he was on a layover somewhere going to recruit somebody. So you just never know when it's coming down.
Yeah, I mean that. Look,
you got to do your job, and look, this is no different than the NFL. You got to show up and do your job until, in our case, we said the Grim Reaper to come tell you bring your playbook.
Well, Turk showed up.
Yeah, the Turk. We used to call him Grim Reaper.
Showed up, and there's that. So then next is that players will show up Wednesday, and things will be different. Will there be a moment this week that allows Scott Frost to reset expectation and mission for Wisconsin?
For the players or the media?
For the players. The media.
Yeah, but the media going to be asking. I just tell them, if I was Scott, I was like, none of your damn business.
Well, but he can't say that.
Well, I'll be none of your business. I just leave damn out there and I could spell it out for you. I could do it in Spanish. Does anybody know Spanish on the thing?
You do it in reverse.
Reverse, right? You know, I could do the thing where they, but I mean, I'm sure. Yeah, he's gonna look. I'm sure they're gonna have a team meeting at some point in time, mm-hmm. within the next 24 hours. Mm-hmm. So he's gonna be in touch and in front of all the players. He's gonna say what's up and go from there. And it's gonna look. It's gonna take the players. Just like anything, just like when Von Miller got traded, yeah, you're coming there to practice, but you're still talking about it. Then after a couple of days, now they just played and beat the brakes off the Cowboys, and you know Von's where he needs to be, and you kind of move on. Those relationships with those players isn't going to end. But look, everybody's a professional; they're not going to dog Scott or nothing. They know that. When you get into coaching, you know the deal. This isn't an easy business. This isn't just If you're married and you got kids, it's just not you making the decision and saying, I'm going to go take this job. You ready, set, go. You know what I'm saying? There's a leap of faith when you go and
fall in love with low prices. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on delicious 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In coach for a head coach. So it's a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a relationship that you're trusting him, and then you just got to make sure, if it's not working, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. And so, of course, he's going to reset the expectations. There shouldn't be a change in the expectations, really, to be honest with you. The expectation is, first of all, let's just be honest, okay? If you can't tell me all of a sudden you don't know the playbook now, well, I've seen sometimes.
Yeah, well, I was going to say.
But at the end of the day, you can't come to me Saturday, whenever the Wisconsin – when is the Wisconsin? Have they said
next, yeah? A week from – 2:30.
At 2:30. Or say you can't come to me at 5 o'clock and be like, man, I forgot all my plays. The playbook ain't changing. And if there is, there's going to be adjustments, and you're going to have plenty of time to get it in. Okay. Or you're going to have plenty of practice time. So the expectations really isn't going to change – shouldn't change, because we're going out there to win the game. Now, this is the way it goes sometimes when we ain't been handling our business. There's personal accountability, which is on the coaches, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then the players got to take accountability. Now, let's move on, right? We end this together. We're whatever the record is to this point. Now, our record needs to be 1-0 come Sunday. Mm-hmm. And then just leave it at that. Now, of course, if a player comes in that you played for one of the coaches and you want to talk them through it, because they are, kids and they've never been through this. Well, they have when Scott got hired, some of them, but the younger guys maybe were recruited or, position groups or whatever, you got to deal with it. And sure, they're probably uneasy because a running back coach can come in and he might have a totally different idea on what he wants to run this offense or run, as a running back. So you want to see where they're at. But look, there's not going to be a ton of roster turnover. There just can't be, because we have got to win now. So if now is starting in 2022, if you right there, obviously the pressure is still on. And here's what people don't understand. you know, you can talk about this hot seat, the pressures he's still on. Just because you're coming back for another year doesn't mean you just get to chill. You got to win, right?
Well, but we say that, but that hasn't been the standard. Like, you haven't – it hasn't been urgency. I've been
but
on the,
But are you thinking urgency to be like Florida? I mean, Florida's had like 5 coaches in like 10 years. Urgency could be viewed as different things because it just – like I said, any way you want to shape it, at the end of the day, we are where we're at. There's urgency right now. So you can't say what it has been in prior because it's no different because it'd be no different than say Scott won 18 games with Mike Riley's players versus all the games he's lost with him. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, the most important is this year 4 versus 3 and what year 5 is going to look like. Those are the most important because if you're at where you're at right now, you know what I'm saying? And the wins and losses, it's probably not going to be a pleasant conversation.
But you can't, so here's where my head is. You can't say there's urgency and then say, well, it doesn't matter if you beat Wisconsin or not.
I didn't say that.
Okay. That's all. I'm clarifying.
I said the expectations don't change.
Okay.
Right? But you already said you're bringing them back. So, I guess you could always double back and say, I changed my mind. But let's just play. We're taking you out for your word.
Right.
You're already kind of flipping the page to 2022, because if you win 2 games, you're still 5-7.
Mm-hmm.
So you're still not going to a bowl game.
Right.
That's not saying it doesn't matter. It matters even more. Because let me tell you something. I'm telling the players, listen here, homeboy. Okay. You think changing – it ain't done. We ain't done.
No. Here.
Okay, so if we
– That part.
If we ain't done, and it's time to really get down. So, you know, it's – So the expectation hadn't changed. I'm not saying that these 2 games don't matter. I'm saying they matter just as much as they did before if things didn't change. What I'm saying is when the clock strikes 4 zeros the day after Thanksgiving, what is that, the 26th usually? You know, then, you know, nothing's really changed. And then it's really amped up some. So, you know, because this is going to be a talking point. Who's going to be hired? What are they going to do? What's going to roll is going to be? And then if there's any other changes in administration or anything like that around the team or anything like that, you know, it is what it is. And so, and who are they going to go get? I think ultimately coaches want to coach, okay? Mm-hmm. And, yeah, ideally a coach wants to come here with a 2 or 3 year contract. But if a coach wants to coach and they believe in where you're going to go, they're going to come coach. There's not many coaches, as much as the turnover is going on in college football, that are going places thinking that they need to buy a house and this is going to be our dream house, white picket fence, and we're going to be here forever. They ain't even look. Dan Mullen just got there, mm-hmm. at Florida. He on his way out either this year or next year. It's just a matter of time. Florida going to be delving right back into the coaching pool. Tennessee is on its way. They still got 2 more years. And I said it, and I'll say it again. When Texas locks to Oklahoma, mm-hmm. okay, what did I say here? This loss is going to be on Sarkisian's tombstone, and the clock for him to be gone is right now. So what I'm saying is, you can get, you know, it's not. I mean, of course, you know, your coaches are going to come in and have some guarantees, but you can find some good coaches that you want to come in that's going to fit into what you need to do for the next year or two. And so, I don't know what the expectations are. There's only been a statement. Heck, I didn't even know the statement was coming out. And then the double statement came. Nebraska does stuff quick, though, don't they?
Bam,
they
bam.
Just be off like. Bruh. I remember I was in Omaha getting pizza, and then next thing you know, on ESPN, you talk about they hired nice Mike Riley. I dropped my pizza, and they was like, "Do you want to know?" I said, "No, I'm disgusted. I'm leaving." Right at Paisans.
Just as much, I mean, the coaches, because, again, you feel bad any time a coach loses his job. And then if there's a bunch of coaches losing their job, that screams at the program. But then my emotions immediately turn to the people under their watch and to be curious about what happens next, because I can't imagine in a 3-7 season with coaches being fired left and right that this is the last of the news.
Well, the next news is going to be who they're going to hire and what their role is going to be. And you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm not a coach. Yes, Jeff, I always look mad. So what? What's your problem? You want some beef? Turn the camera off then.
Why would you not be mad? Your people lost jobs today, man. Like, that's it's a 3-7
Jeff
year.
Wanted his neck broke.
You just say to people, like, you don't expect people to sit back from a distance. These are people that you're around. Nobody, like, look, man, there are people that I know in this program that you worry about from day to day, and then you worry about the young people, and then you worry about the fan base. But all of this stuff, people need to buckle up because this is not the end of it.
I mean, there's going to be attrition like there is every year with players. Every year in every university has attrition. People just think it just because it happens at Nebraska and this is the only thing going here that this, it doesn't happen anywhere else.
Right.
There's attrition everywhere. Ohio State, that's ranked, what, number 3 or 4 or 5 or 6, had a dude quit during the game.
Yep.
If that happened here, they would have been thinking, oh, the culture's bad, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? But since it's Ohio State, it's like, oh, this dude had a bad attitude.
Because people don't care if you win it.
Right. So it happens everywhere.
People don't care if you win it.
It happens everywhere. It is what it is. And, I mean, look, the players, they got – I mean, look, dude, at the end of the day, football, good football teams are built on friction, okay? Mm-hmm. Friction. Friction in practice, friction in locker room, but then the friction becomes smooth, and that's when you get a diamond or whatever, and then you go out there and it looks beautiful. So these are the type of things that are here. And, you know, for the guys that, you know, fashion themselves as leaders or have been here, that played here prior, you know, to get on and, you know, prior in the earlier years of Scott and all this, like, this is part of you too, homeboy, okay? Because the legacy that you left while you were here, regardless if you were here the first, second, or third year that Scott was here, is they're replicating what you showed them. You get what I'm saying?
And it travels. It's going to travel forward.
Right, but I'm saying they saw what you did or didn't do, what you got away with, what you did, or how you massaged the rules or whatever. So don't think you're absolved because you're gone. No, this is part of you, okay? You know what I mean? This is it. And it's just, you know, it's never fun when this stuff happens. You know, I know, like, the people on Twitter, they're going to be talking. They got something to talk about during the bye week. Okay, Nebraska won the bye week. They, you know, whoever, if you want your likes up, write something. Be like, you know, Ravioli over there, you know what I'm saying? You could get your likes up or something. Talking about, you know, I hope I'm wrong. If you got to tell somebody that you don't want Nebraska to lose, then you actually want them to lose.
No, because I've had people say that I wanted Nebraska to lose, and that's just not true.
No. Did you say it, though?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If I have to tell you, I want, before I say anything, I want Nebraska to win. You don't want them to win. Because if you did, I would have Nick over here laughing. Look, oh, cheat. Why don't you put the camera on
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like, and Nick gets it. Like, there are times I've had people go, well, you're a Frost hater. And I'm like, no, you've never heard me say that. And to get people straight on it, because they believe what they believe.
Same thing can be said when you're talking about whether or not Scott Frost should have been retained or not. And I know that firsthand because it's happened on my show. When you're speaking the facts and speaking, just talking about records and wins and losses, people take that as you want Frost fired.
You're a hater. You're a hater. I'm a truth teller. You 3-7. Like, be 7-3, so I can say that too. Like, so, I would like your house. That's how simple it is.
You can't run away from that record.
I've also
realized that
Steve.
It's
Steve
a lot Matt. Lot more a lot more enjoyable to cover a team when winning.
Yeah,
and like, people think that it's more fun to cover a team when they're losing.
Some people,
and I'm like nah, don't get it twisted, man.
Oh man, let's go ahead and take. Let's
Steve's
go to
mad,
Honda.
He's mad at me.
Let's go to Honda Lincoln Hotline.
Hey, you better get that button right.
Yeah, let's bring in the Steve. Steve, what's up, Steve?
Not much. Hey, tough talking, Jay. I'll get in the closet with you any day and say what I'm going to say in the closet to you. Quit sticking up for Scott Frost. You know, none of your teammates could even stand that punk, and he's a punk.
I'll say this, folks.
Is that what happened to the call?
No.
I turned it off.
No. Here's the thing. You can be angry.
What call?
But look. I express this to listeners every single day. Come in with respect. We're all grown ups.
Right, yeah.
So approach things from a grown up perspective.
Right.
Or I can't have you. Like, I can't. Yeah. Like, I'm not mad at you, but we're just not going to do that. So we'll throw the break. When we come back, more Old School 93.7 Ticket.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School. With DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Insulate your home and start saving on energy costs with Owens Corning Foamular Insulation. These panels are moisture-resistant and rugged enough to be used above and below ground. Plus, these pink panels are available in many different sizes and thicknesses to fit any project. Save big on Owens Corning Foamular Insulation. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.